Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. We have the following hadith. Kareem, can you read it for us, please?
Narrated Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one must not hold his penis with his right hand while urinating, nor clean his private parts with his right hand, nor breathe in the utensils while drinking from it.
Now, this hadith is quite clear, so we don't have to spend so much time in explaining it. It's crystal clear. The Prophet says, one, when you urinate, do not hold your private part with your right hand. When you clean yourself, do not clean yourself with your right hand. And when you drink from a utensil or from a cup while drinking, some people, especially youngsters, when they drink, they inhale and exhale in that vessel. The Prophet says that don't do this, alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is it. However, scholars differed. Is this instruction as a prohibition or not recommended? We set the rules before, and we said that whenever the Prophet gives us something to be prohibited, then it's haram. Unless there is another verse, another hadith, that makes it a degree lesser from haram into not recommended. But the most authentic opinion is that no, it is prohibited. You may not touch your private part while urinating or clean yourself with your right hand, nor breathe in the vessel while drinking from it. Because if I see you drink from the glass and you breathe in it, I will not drink from it. It's not hygienic, and at the same time, it's disgusting for me. Now, Uthman ibn Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, we know that he's a man that the angels used to be bashful of. And he is one of the companions who is extremely bashful. May Allah be pleased with him. And he is the son of the Prophet ﷺ twice. He married his daughter Kalthum and Ruqayyah. May Allah be pleased with them both. And they all died in his lifetime, both. And the Prophet said, by Allah, if I had a third daughter, I would have given her to Uthman. Which shows you the status of Uthman in the Prophet's heart. Uthman says, may Allah be pleased with him, by Allah, since I gave the pledge of allegiance to the Prophet with my right hand, I had never ever touched my private parts with my right hand, whether urinating or defecating or cleaning at all. I would never touch it. Why? Because this hand was honored to touch the Prophet's hand, alayhi salam. So I would never do this. So from this hadith, we learn that one should try not to, because it is not part of the sunnah. Do you have any questions or should we move on? How many questions do we have? One, two, three. Okay, this is enough, inshallah. Yes, sir.
This is regarding blowing the water. As you said, it is not recommended. Like we blow in the water or exhale in the water. Some people have a habit of blowing in a hot tea. Like while they drink hot tea, they try to cool it by puffing in it.
This is not permissible. Yes, this is true. Not only this, actually, tea is the last thing they would probably blow on. You do this with food. If you have a morsel and you want to feed your child and it's hot, you try to cool it down. This is wrong. This is part of the things that the Prophet forbade us from doing, and that is not to breathe, and you're actually doing this. So one must avoid this as much as possible. Second question, please. Kaleem.
This is about honoring the Qibla, as you said, Sheikh. A majority of the Muslims here in the Indian subcontinent, they take this as a great offense to show the bottom of your feet towards the Qibla. So what is the reality?
This is a good question. However, in order for us to go back to the Quran and to the Sunnah, as we know, we do not say that this is mandatory or forbidden unless we have evidence from the Quran or Sunnah. So if we go and scan the Quran and Sunnah, we would not find anything in the Quran stating that I am not allowed to give my back to the pillar in the masjid and put my feet in the direction of the Qibla. Nothing. So I cannot say it is haram. Not only that, people would come and tell me, listen, behind you is the rack of Quran. You can't give you back to the rock of the Quran. Okay. So I move somewhere else. Oh, no, now the direction of your feet are to the Quran. Where should I stay? What do I need to do? Stand up. So there isn't anything in the hadith that states that putting your feet in the direction of Qibla is not permissible. Third question. Similar question. So he cheated it out of you. Okay. Any more questions? Well, we go on to the following hadith. And who will read this hadith for us, please? Hadith number 17.
Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the blessings of Allah and peace be upon him, happened to pass by two graves and said, their occupants, are being tormented, but they are not tormented for a grievous sin. One of them did not keep himself safe from being defiled by urine, while the other carried tales and namima between people. He then called for a fresh twig and split it into two parts and planted one of them on each grave. The companions asked him, O Prophet of Allah, why did you do this? He said, perhaps the punishment may be lightened as long as these twigs remain fresh, moist.
Okay, this hadith is one of the great hadiths highlighting to us the importance of purity, and it's highlighting to us the dangers of namima. So first of all, let's look into the aspect that deals with impurity. The Prophet passed by two Muslims' graves, and he said that they're being tortured. They are being tormented. But the things that they're being tormented for is not so big. In another narration, he said, by Allah, it is big. So the first, when he said it's not big, meaning to protect yourself from it, it was an easy task to do. But then he clarified that this is a major sin. By Allah, it's big, meaning it's a big sin, not something to be taken lightly. What the first man sinned, whenever he urinated, he did not take the necessary measurements to protect himself from the ricochet or the return of his urine to his body and to his clothes. So he would urinate, not caring whether it comes back or not. What did this mean? This meant that if he prayed, his prayer is invalid because he's najis. He has an impurity on his body or in his clothes. So that is why he's being tormented in the grave. The other one, he used to, it says in the translation, he used to walk or say or carry tails. But this is not the correct translation. What is namima? Namima is relaying the things that had happened between two, so you would make enmity between them. So I hear a friend of mine say something about a third party. He says, this guy is so ugly. He always crashes my parties and he never pays off his debts. And I go and say, do you know what he said about you? He said this and this and this. What is my intention? To make them fight. This is namima. And the Prophet said that the person who does this would not enter Jannah. La yadkhulu al-jannata qattat. In another narration, namam. The person who does namima will not enter paradise. Then the Prophet ﷺ ordered them to bring a long leaf, a twig, and he cut it into two and he planted it into their grave. So that when they asked him, why are you doing this? He said, so that may Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy on them until they become dry. And then it goes all back to what it was before. So this shows us how important it is to make ourselves clean, but not to the extent to go into the whispering of shaitan. And I don't know if we have time to go on to this, but you know, and you probably know people that have this. When they go and answer the call of nature, they spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour urinating. Why? Shaitan is there controlling them. Some of them in the toilets, in the WC rooms, I would be there And I hear people answering the call of nature, coughing. What is he doing? And then you hear them jumping in the toilet. And some of them making strange noise. And I just sit there and I'm going to see the end of this, where it's going. After some time, an exhausted man comes out from the toilet. Akhi, what are you doing? Are you fighting some jinn inside or what? And the guy says, oh, pray for me, Sheikh. I have this waswas of shaitan coming to me that there is a drip, there is a drop. And if I walk, I feel dripping. And maybe there's one more or two more. So I do all of these aerobics inside and I do all these karate kicks and I cough and I sneeze and I do whatever I can so that I ensure that there's nothing in and I come out. And even when he comes out, he still has this illness with him. And this is a big, big problem. I think that we need to elaborate a little bit more on this hadith. So because we don't have enough time, we'll postpone it to the next episode, inshallah. And until then, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.